Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, same scenario coming back home off a conference loss. And tonight, well, the hopeful bounce back against Nebraska, 8:30 tonight on the Big Ten Network. On the line, a lot of things. Stay close to league leader Iowa, who also plays tonight at Penn State. Maybe those pesky Nittany Lions will be in another upset mode like they were a couple of games ago when they knocked off the Hoosiers. This one tonight, well, Coach Tom put it this way. Certainly no walkover opponent, and, well, they won at Michigan State back in January.
We knew when we played them. We caught them early, and there's no doubt about that. Whether Siobhan Shields is there or not, you know, obviously dealing with his concussion, but Andrew White is a big, big-time player. I mean, big-time player. Had 35 points against Penn State the other night. Ty Webster is playing well. Jack McBay, Glenn Watson Jr., those guys are really doing a good job. They run great stuff. They get a lot of isolation. They run multiple actions. They're very, very fast. Very fast. It's going to be a battle. I mean, there's no way around it. It's not coach speak, and it's not... They're good, and we knew it was coming. We need to play extremely well, and it really comes down to the same thing every game. Can you take care of the ball? Can you get back in transition? Can you contain the boards? And are you going to get good shots? So you've got to make shots, whether you're home or on the road. But at the end of the day, you've got to find a way to get the most easy baskets and give up the fewest.
Well, and that's exactly what the Hoosiers did back in Lincoln in early January. After trailing by 3 at half, held the Huskers to 34% in the second half, shot 60% themselves, and outscored Nebraska by 13, gaining that 10-point win. Home court winning streak goes back on the line on the McCracken court tonight when we tip it at 8:30 or so. 14 and counting, hopefully something to talk about on the morning after come Thursday. By the way, Tom was mentioning Glenn Watson Jr., this week's Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Been averaging close to double figures all season. The Hoosiers held him to 3-for-11 shooting and 7 points in that first meeting. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Who else but Rachel Banham, huh? Won Monday night's game against Iowa for Minnesota with a triple at the buzzer at 35 points. Is Minnesota tomorrow night's opponent for Terry Moren's women. Came from 13 down to move to 10-4 in league play. That's a full game now in front of Indiana in the Big Ten standings. Gophers, by the way, set a new program record for three-pointers. They knocked down 10 the other night. My golly, they're coming to town tomorrow night. They've hit 224 this season, but Banham does more than just score. She had 9 rebounds and 7 assists. Quite a young lady, no question about it. And in part two of our conversation with Coach Terry Moren, she all well remembers a late three-pointer, not by Banham, that took her club down back in January. That tough 78-76 loss.
It's funny that you sometimes want your players to have short memories, but as coaches, our memories are pretty long, and we never forget some tough losses. And I remember Joe going there last year and being up down the stretch with about a minute to go and losing it at the end. And then we turned around this year and we're up with right around 32 seconds left on the clock and didn't close out well enough and left one of their shooters open in the corner, and she buried it. If there's a couple, you know, defeats that always stick with you. I have 2 for Minnesota. So, I shared that, and I know our kids kind of feel the same way. You know, the one thing that I kept reminding them is that we were going to have another shot. So that's going to present itself on Thursday night. And like I said, I anticipate, our kids coming out, being ready to go. It's going to be a full 40-minute game. We can't wait like we did till the second half to show up in a big way.
Well, IU women's head coach Terry Moren, so hopefully the shoe on the other foot as IU looks to hold serve on the McCracken court Thursday night and notch that 13 straight at home, while the men tonight on the Big Ten Network against Nebraska shoot for number 15 in a row. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.